Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tech Talk underway on a chilly Saturday here in November ahead of Thanksgiving. Doug Swindhart is in, and it's simple. Tech Talk is all about your calls and your texts. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program. And you can do so on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Our number is 651-461-9226. Great day to be around the computer. Great day to be someone warm and get something figured out on that computer. And Doug, always good to visit with you. I hope you're somewhere warm today.
Oh, absolutely. It's a day to stay in the house and get some work done.
Yeah, I know. I had to run a couple of errands today. Winter is certainly in the air, but it looks like we have a pretty mild week coming up leading into Thanksgiving, and it looks like the weather is going to be good travel-wise. By the way, we'll update the weather again here at 2:30 or so here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Once again, feel free to call or text the program. Doug, I'm going to start with a story. We've talked a lot about Chromebooks. You and I are a big fan of this line, if you will. There's a lot of manufacturers out there. I bought HPs, and I was doing a game at the state football semifinals, and I brought one of my Chromebooks. I have two, an older one that's still running, and then a newer one that I typically will travel with and bring along. And midway through the game, I was using it to monitor live stats down at U.S. Bank Stadium, courtesy of the Minnesota State High School League. And I was doing the game on the official streaming service, NSPN.TV. So I was using it for live stats, and it stopped. There was plenty of battery. It was all charged up. Didn't have it plugged in. Was using the stadium Wi-Fi, which is generally fine, and it stopped. And I thought, oh, maybe this thing died on me. I mean,
That's very bizarre.
Anyway, I get through the game. We had another monitor. We were able to get through. It certainly wasn't the end of the world. Get through the ball game. Similarly defeated Ricori in that 4A semifinal. And then I packed up to get out of the way. And Jeff Papas, I was doing the next game, Lakeville South against Maple Grove. The Crimson won it to advance to Prep Bowl. But so I packed up my stuff, put the Chromebook in my bag, and headed out to my vehicle and drove home. And then I didn't want to leave the Chromebook out in the car in the cold weather, brought it into the house, and the bottom of the Chromebook was hot to the touch.
No.
It the craziest thing. So I said, all right, I'm going to do what Doug has said, and I held down the power button for 10 seconds, and then I let it sit. And I let it sit overnight, didn't try to do anything else, and it had cooled down the next morning, and I powered it up, and I got this message. It basically said the Chrome operating system, or whatever the operating system is in a Chromebook, wasn't installed. So I thought, okay, hard drive died.
It lost the OS.
Get this. So I said, okay, I'm going to power it down again. Come back at the end of the workday that evening and powered it up again. And it's been working fine ever since.
This has something to do with that. I bet you this one's got an eMMC storage.
And I'm using it right now. I have a college football scoreboard. It's working just fine. I have never seen that before. But once again, it was hot to the touch, and it made me worry. I thought, okay, it's a battery issue.
That's what I thought, too. First thing in my mind.
And then I powered it down, powered up the next day, and said there's no operating system. Then I'm thinking it's hard drive or the small drive in it. And there is a small hard drive in these Chromebooks. They're not very big. Not a ton of storage there. But I come back then, almost 24 hours after the incident, cooled down, things have settled, hadn't put it back on the charger, powered up normally.
When you connected to the internet, Google actually repaired that computer.
Wow.
Had to. If it didn't boot, that hard drive was missing files. And it's very possible that when you started it up after the 24-hour period, Google went in and ran a quick clean of the storage and repopulated, reinstalled your whole operating system in minutes while you were waiting. That's really, really remarkable. I like hearing this. This is a good thing.
Yeah, it was really unusual. What worried me, though, was hot to the touch. And I'm thinking to myself, do we have something going on here where I need to throw this thing out in the snowbank for the night because I didn't want to start a fire or anything like that? Because occasionally you hear horror stories about batteries and electronic equipment causing problems. It is very rare. But that was the first thing. And I said, well, you know, it's starting to cool down. I held down the power button for a long time. It's not plugged in. I'm not trying to charge it. So I just let it cool down overnight. And I'm just wondering if you had heard of anything like that. And once again, I'm going to run it for the entire show and let you know what happens. But so far, so good. There's still battery. There's still the battery is charged enough where I can operate it for the entire show. And so far, so good. But that is the first issue I've ever had with my HP Chromebook. And I've had it for a number of years now.
Yeah, this is very rare. But it did exactly what it was supposed to do. Once it got your hard drive cleaned, it put the operating system right back to what it should be and brought you right back to life.
Yeah, and
I think I wouldn't mess with it at all. If it's repaired, let the good times roll.
Yeah, fair enough. So an unusual incident. And once again, the things that I have downloaded on that small hard drive are still there.
I didn't
lose any of that stuff.
Your Gmail account is going to be up in the cloud. So I was going to ask you if you lost any data. No. That's quite the testimony. That's way good.
Yeah, that was very interesting. And like I say, I wasn't in a panic mode. Once upon a time, if I had a Windows laptop or an old Mac that was behaving that way, I would be in panic mode because I've got so much stuff there. But I wasn't because I knew everything I needed was out there in the cloud. I had it backed up, and I had it in Google Drive or more importantly, I had it backed up on my phone. I happen to have an iPhone. So I was comfortable in that way, knowing that anything I really needed wasn't on that particular piece of equipment. And that kind of leads us into what we talk about all the time on the program. You have your entire life in that computer sitting in front of you at the moment or at home or at work. You got to have a plan B.
Absolutely. Yeah, and with computers, people should always consider redundancy. Even if it's another machine, doesn't matter. Redundancy. Here again, we just can't stress it enough, Steve. We can replace hardware and operating systems, but I can't replace your data. I can't go back in time and take pictures, and especially pictures, and movies and that kind of thing. That's redundancy. Think in terms of redundancy. It's better to buy two inexpensive computers, as long as they're good and stable, than it is to buy one really expensive one. I've been mentioning that for years and years. You will never see a network that isn't built with redundancy. Now, generally, it's two or three layers, but for a homeowner, two layers should be just fine. But this is a prime example of just the quality of what I think you're going to see the entire industry going to specific operating systems. And when you buy that computer, it's just going to be an operating system that's similar to Google Chrome. which is turning into Android. That's going to be interesting. I think this is a trend. It's coming. It's just they do such a great job. That's a great story, Steve. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so it is very interesting. It looked like I had some sort of major failure, but in some way, shape, or form, the equipment recovered. And like I say, it wasn't burning hot, but it was hot. I mean,
that's always a concern.
It wasn't like stovetop hot, but it was in that realm, right on the edge of too hot to touch. So there you go. But once again, it's recovered so far, and I'll kind of keep a running update during the show. But so far, so good here on Tech Talk. By the way, the program is all about your calls and texts. And the number again here on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, 651-461-9226. And Doug, this is a good one to get us started on the program. Why are newer computers eliminating the CD drive or the DVD drive?
You know, that's an interesting concept. They're pushing everything to go online, and I really like CDs and DVDs. You can still get an external, and I think that we should probably make sure that we got one. I've got several extra. I cannot answer that other than people are not actually buying software to install. And that plus the fact that USB drives are so inexpensive today, and you don't have to worry about having the DVD or the CD closed or open if you can add data or take away data. But I also think that it's much more stable way to save, as long as you buy quality CDs or DVDs. And there is a plethora of ranges on these. They've got some that when you record, they are constructed and engineered to last 100 years, the data. You're not going to find that in a USB. And I would like to see that hang around. I think we'll always have them, but they're just going to phase them out on new computers because everything's all there. The operating system's there. Once you got it up and running, you're online. I foresee the day where people will very rarely plug in something into their machine because you just get it off online. And it's another cost factor. Well, we don't have to, plus weight, especially with laptops. It's just a trend that we're going towards. I also am concerned. I'd like to make sure that people hang on to one at least, maybe even a couple. I think it'd be a good idea to keep them around.
Yeah, and you can find these things online, and I'm sure electronic stores have them as well in town. $20, $25. So if you've got DVDs or CDs, the external readers, USB, they're that cheap. I mean, $20, $25. So if you have some of that stuff stored in that media, or you have movies, etc., still on DVD, this is a cheap and easy solution there. So
absolutely. Yeah. And there's a lot of buzz on the net about Chromebooks and what the price is going to be for the Black Friday, and then of course the Monday, the Cyber Monday after.
Oh, the deals are flying.
I think they're going to be good. Pixels are reported are going to be around $600. And a Pixel, you're talking about a lot of computer. The 1080i for the camera, incredible. Just way light, 12 hours of battery life. For $600? Jeez. I think you're going to have a good season this season with Chromebooks. And one thing I'd like to see that I don't see so much anymore, and that's the Chromebox. They were actually producing PCs. And I don't see Google selling those anymore, but we can still pick them up from Asus and Dell, and there's some other places that you can get a Chromebox. Little tiny, 5x5x2 inch, and they run and run and run. Plug it into a monitor and a keyboard and a mouse, and you're good to go. I love them as well, but I think they're thinking, well, if you got a Chromebook, you can plug it in, and you got the Pixel. The Pixel book is cut above a lot of the Chromebooks, but this is great technology. I'm really looking forward to seeing what an Android operating system looks like and how much freedom as users we'll have to actually make it our own. So it's an interesting industry that we live in.
All right, quick break. We'll come back with much more. We will talk about Provisor and talk a little bit more about that and getting rid of old computers, monitors, etc. And you can be a part of the program as well on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. If you text, comes right into the studio. If you call, you'll visit with producer Jonathan Lowe. Always great to be alongside Jonathan Lowe on a Saturday here at News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tech Talk, Doug on board through 3 o'clock today. Stephen Clark will join us from Kennedy Space Center. The big Artemis 1 rocket launched successfully, and we'll get an update on what's going on out there with Stephen Clark from Florida. And then Chris Thomason talks Vikes Cowboys at 3:35 today. The City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line is very busy today, as we might expect, 651-461-9226. And let's go to the phone lines. Let's bring in Mark and Hopkins. Mark, you're on the air with Doug.
Hi, this is Mark, first-time caller, long-time listener. I've got Xfinity for my Wi-Fi cable and telephone, and I've got a Motorola MT7711 router. And Wi-Fi combined, and it's dropping about 5 or 6 times a day. I listened to some advice you gave a couple weeks ago and plugged it for the night, but I'm still having the same issue. So I just don't know if you have any tips. I did have somebody from Comcast come out yesterday. He, I don't know, put in new fittings and stuff, but it's still doing it today. So I just wondered
Did the gentleman from Xfinity, did they recommend that you use one of their modems/routers?
No, he said your modem's fine, is what he told me. We did. We went into that, 192, and we kind of admin and looked at it. He said it looks. He thought the modem looked okay. Sometimes they do push that. When I call in, that's what they always ask.
Yeah, as long as you got the proper software and firmware in there, which they can't update that, so. But that's bizarre. If they're changing, I wanted to have my own modem as well. And with a gigabit, I couldn't make it work at all. I spent months trying to get it, almost 3 months. And then they finally ended up just giving me one that I actually get as a part of my package. I don't even show it as a separate charge. Do you know what speed your internet is?
Yeah, it's 500 megabytes download. They just upgraded it. They were doing some work in the area, and I don't know if that's what caused
it. Oh, yeah, you got to give that a couple days. If they're doing work, it's strange how they're, but their network is so big, it may take 3 days before it all settles down. There isn't much you can do on your end, and it should come back to life. I really like Motorola equipment, by the way. And I wish it was a little bit more compatible so you could have your own, but I'm not so certain on a gigabit. Xfinity will tell you you can have your own modem. I don't know anybody in our area that's actually got it to run. Maybe there is, but I couldn't do it. And good luck to you. I wish I had a better answer, but just hang on, wait a couple days, and see what happens.
Yeah, all right, Mark. Thanks for the call on that. And it gets back to something that we have generally talked about, whether you're using CenturyLink or Xfinity or another provider. When they're willing to provide the equipment, I've always just used their equipment. And when there's a problem or some sort of issue, we had one a while back with our CenturyLink modem router, and they just sent a new one, and that was it. So
well, that really puts the monkey on their back. You got to have internet cut inside your house. Well, once it's there, you shouldn't be having any problems at all. And if you do, they're going to be minimal.
Yeah.
It's I kind of tend towards that. And $10, $15 a month it's well worth it to make sure you're up to date and up to par. I think that's the way to go.
And let's squeeze in Howard in Lakeville real quick. Howard, if you want to ask your question, maybe we'll answer it on the other side of the break. We don't want to make you to hang on too long. Howard, what do you got?
Got a laptop computer. It's an HP ProBook and running Windows 7. And every once in a while, and it's getting a little more often, I get this blue screen that pops up and says a problem has been detected. Windows is shut down to prevent damage to your computer. And it says it could
be blue screen to death.
Yep.
So, all right. That's a good one, Howard. When that's happening, we're going to get Doug's answer right after the break. It sounds to me like a warning sign, Doug, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. And we're going to get into what's going on following the break. Thanks, Howard, for the call. We didn't want to make you sit through the break, and Doug will pay it off when we get back following the weather here in a moment. On Tech Talk, Doug Swinhart is in. By the way, easy way to get through on the program, whether it's a call or a text, is the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. We'll be back in a moment. Tech Talk continues. Doug Swinhart joining us Saturdays between 2 and 3, sports schedules permitting, of course. And you can join us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. We hope you're staying warm today. And we had a call right before the break, and we didn't want to make him hold through the weather break. And it has to do with the machine. He's running Windows 7 on, and every now and then he's getting a blue screen, and that is a major warning sign, isn't it, Doug?
It really is. And, you know, the funny thing about this is it could be memory that's going to go, random access memory, little memory sticks. It could possibly be a hard drive. Could possibly be a Windows error with a DLL file. This is one area where I think Microsoft really falls short. Well, there's something wrong with your computer. Okay, do we have an idea, a clue? At least a path to take. And with Linux and Mac, you almost always have some idea of what to start to look for. But with Windows, we don't have that. So it gets a little bit more difficult. But this is, if he doesn't have his data backed up, today would be the day to do it right now. If it happens to be a hard drive, everything could be lost. If it happens to be memory, that's a quick fix. But you should get that machine in and get it taken care of and see how it goes. Now, the fact that it's intermittent is almost good because it possibly could be Windows and it could be correcting itself even as we speak. If it's only happened a couple of times, I wouldn't be too concerned. If it's happening once or twice a week, then you better be looking at it. Regardless, back up your data. Wouldn't you agree, Steve?
Oh, yeah. And like I say, I had so much peace of mind with this Chromebook because I knew everything that I really needed was stored in the cloud. I had it on drive. Perfect. I had all my stuff that I really need. Now, granted, there are some things that I have downloaded onto the small hard drive on the Chromebook, but it's not crucial. It's convenient, but it's not crucial. And we say this over and over again. And on a cold day, there's no better day to get your data backed up. Important documents, photos, etc. Make sure you have it backed up. One place, two is better. Don't even have a problem with three, but get it backed up on something stable, ideally in the cloud. Doug, what are beyond the cloud, though? You got an external DVD burner, very stable. You can burn it to that. I'm not a big fan of the USB drives. Those came
not
up
anymore.
Earlier in the program.
I agree.
So there's a lot of options. You can pay services where what they do for a living is back up your data safely and securely. Maybe you want to sign up and spend the money.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the thing is we as homeowners and people who like to go home and relax after a day of work, when it comes to your computer, you really got to operate like you're a business. You really do. They're no longer a luxury. It's no longer a plaything. It's not just for games. This is so intricated with our lives today. It's just, we just can't be without them. And like I say, can't say it enough, Steve. We can replace hardware. We can replace operating systems. We cannot replace data. Save your data.
Yeah, for sure. And once again, If you start to notice any sort of problem like that, intermittent, things drop out, shut down, that is definitely a major warning sign. The equipment shouldn't be doing that. All right, let's jump back to the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. The number is 651-461-9226. That's good for all our programs here on CCO 7 days a week. Quick way to get into the studio on the text line. We'll get back to Provisor. We promised we'd do this earlier in the program. From the text line, why is Provisor cleaning out my autofill assistance and credentials?
Oh, that's the way you set it up when you first went in.
Okay.
Go in and click the advanced and just go through the options and you'll find it. You can just readjust that, just reconfigure it. That's all in the initial configuration. And from time to time, it'll throw something at you that you might not understand. Even during the installation, you can pause and open up a browser window and run a search to find out what it is. That way you'll know how to configure the system. Yeah, that's easy. That's a piece of cake right there.
Yeah,
thank you so much for the text.
Yeah, and we'll spell it out again. Once again, we've talked about Provisor for a long time on the program now. Free PC cleaner and privacy tool, Provisor. So there you go.
It's a piece of gold.
Yeah, and you're a big believer, and you brought it up very early. I'd never heard of it, and now it's going like gangbusters.
Yeah, it's a sweet, sweet piece of work. It really is. And I wish this gentleman all the success in the world. He's really worked hard putting this together. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Here's another one. We brought it up from time to time. Is there any place in the metro area that takes old computers and monitors? Absolutely. There are more and more organizations. Doug and I have talked about what was Tech Dump, and now it's called Repowered. Once again, Repowered, and their website, getrepowered.org. That's all one word, getrepowered.org. And they have a location in Golden Valley on Highway 55. They have a location in St. Paul. Go to their website, read about it. They've done a lot of great work. They give people an opportunity, and they do outstanding certificates of destruction. If you don't know how to properly disable a hard drive, they'll take care of that for you. And they will refurbish equipment as well.
Oh, absolutely. And there's another place in Minneapolis. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. I'm looking for it as we talk. But this is, they're similar, very, very similar to Tech Dump. And from my understanding, they use Tech Dump, I'm quite certain, as part of their business model. So that's a good thing. And that, if I understand correctly, it's on University Avenue, just between St. Paul and Dinkytown. So that, if that's in your area, I'm sure you'll find out about it. That was recommended by an old-time customer of mine. I didn't even know that this business existed, but I think we should mention that one as well, Steve.
Yeah, and there are a lot of good, there are definitely a lot of firms that will do it. You can drop these off, electronics as well. Whether you live in Hennepin County, that's where I happen to live. But I think every county in the state of Minnesota, every county here in the upper Midwest has some sort of programs to keep electronics out of the landfills. We do not want that stuff in there. And there's a lot of firms that do this work. And if they can't refurbish it and resell it, then they'll break it down and make sure the bad stuff stays out of the landfills, et cetera, exactly. And recycle as much as they can. But I know Hennepin County has a pretty good program as well if you want to go that route. Quick break. We'll come back with more here on Tech Talk, and we have a lot of text to get to. We'll talk printers, Epson EcoTank. We've also got another router problem. So we'll try to get to as many of those as we can before we say goodbye today for the news at 3 o'clock here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Tech Talk continues. Steve Thompson, Doug Swindahart, and we've had a number of calls today. We've had a lot of texts, as always. Let's get one more caller in before the end of the program. Jeff in Scandia. Jeff, if you're joining us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, hello.
Hello, thank you. Say, I'm still using dial-up, in one case, and I'm wondering what's the best way to optimize that and get the best functionality out of it. I noticed that a lot more sites are rejecting a lot of the older browsers, and I find
the newest
browsers.
If you got it connected, you're there. There's really not much you can do with that at all. And you're going to run into more and more sites where if you can't connect in the time allotted that they give you to receive that initial packet back, they'll just stop until you don't have enough equipment. You should address that right away. Even if you get a hold of Verizon, if you're in an outlying area, try T-Mobile, try Verizon, their home internet. The prices are going down, so be cautious about taking a long-term contract. But I would suggest that you need to make some adjustments as soon as you possibly can. Dial-up, that's not a good thing. Not a good thing. I wish I had better news for you. And thank you for the call, Jeff.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Jeff. We want to get back to equipment recyclers. Once again, the counties all around the metro area, all around the state, I would assume the same thing is true east of the St. Croix in Wisconsin, will collect electronics equipment. You don't want to throw it in the garbage. It doesn't belong in the landfill. This stuff needs to be properly recycled. But in Minneapolis, another one that's come up on the program as of late, we got a text on it, is Free Geek in Minneapolis. Once again, their website, freegeektwincities.org, is another option. And they refurbish equipment. They recycle equipment. There are a number of organizations, so good luck on that front. Doug, let's try to get to as many texts as we can before the end of the program. I have an old router, a Linksys. What do I do? Tried replacing with ASUS, but it didn't work. What do I do here?
Well, there's not enough information. I think that this individual, if they want to, they give me a call, and I'll see if I can help them. But having adequate router is really important today. And that technology has made huge advances the last couple of years while the prices are dropping. But that's something that people really should become more aware of and better educated about, is that last connection, final piece to your internet. It's an important piece, especially now that we've got 5 gigahertz and 6E. My goodness, how fast is this? It's unbelievable technology. But if you got an old router and it's acting up, keeping up with the firmware, you're going to have to make some adjustments. I'm surprised the ASUS didn't work. I would like to talk to that person. I think maybe we could make that ASUS work. And thank you for the text.
Yeah. Once again, they've got a lot there. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email. And if you want to contact Doug maybe later today, or this week, early in the week before Thanksgiving, we'll have his phone number and email out there for you. Here's an interesting one. I have an Epson EcoTank printer. When doing a manual cleaning, it used quite a bit of ink. What caused that? Well, that's part of the deal. When they do those, when you do a manual cleaning and you hit that cleaning button, it is going to gobble up some ink.
Yeah, it shouldn't be noticeable. That surprises me. This is the first time I've heard this. I'm not really too much aware of this, but I'm going to look into it because I've actually recommended the EcoTank to several people.
Yeah, my mom and dad have had it, and they've had a couple of issues. It wants to update firmware, and I said, don't do it. If it's working, don't bother. And they've had a disconnect, and I just say, power it off, power it back on. It'll be just fine. So they've had better luck with that. But generally, I haven't noticed any excessive ink usage.
Yeah, that's something new. I can tell you that the original cartridges that come with these boxed, they're not going to be like the big cartridges that you buy. They're generally just to get you going. So I recommend anybody buy a new printer. And that's the same whether it's HP, Brother, Sharp, Samsung, it doesn't matter. Ricoh. You're going to want to buy some actual retail cartridges, or if it's a laser, then you got the toner. But you're going to want to buy that as well. Now, the original ones, they're always, always short. They're always just small just to get you going. And maybe that's what this texture is talking
about.
But
with the EcoTank my mom and dad got, it came with bottles, and I set up the printer, and then you actually take that bottle, fill up the tank, right, and you're left with some ink that it can refill it. It was actually pretty cool. It worked great, but there was a lot of ink in those bottles, all of the Eco Tank. So they had more than enough ink right out of the box.
Well, that's way good.
Yeah, to do what they're doing. So, yeah, we'll look into that and get back to you. Let's see if we can squeeze in maybe one more before the end of the program. 5-year-old Acer laptop recently started losing internet access intermittently. Other devices still maintain internet access. What could be going on there?
In the settings of your Wi-Fi, there is a deal that you got to uncheck that says go to the strongest internet. You probably have a neighbor that has a new router or something that...
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tech Talk continues. Doug Swindehart joining us Saturdays between 2 and 3, sports schedules permitting, of course. And you can join us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, 651-461-9226. We hope you're staying warm today. And we had a call right before the break, and we didn't want to make him hold through the weather break. And it has to do with the machine. He's running Windows 7 on, and every now and then he's getting a blue screen, and that is a major warning sign, isn't it, Doug?
It really is. And, you know, the funny thing about this is it could be memory that's going to go, random access memory, little memory sticks. It could possibly be a hard drive. Could possibly be a Windows error with a DLL file. This is one area where I think Microsoft really falls short. Well, there's something wrong with your computer. Okay, do we have an idea, a clue? At least a path to take. And with Linux and Mac, you almost always have some idea of what to start to look for. But with Windows, we don't have that. So it gets a little bit more difficult. But this is, if he doesn't have his data backed up, today would be the day to do it right now. If it happens to be a hard drive, everything could be lost. If it happens to be memory, that's a quick fix. But you should get that machine in and get it taken care of and see how it goes. Now, the fact that it's intermittent is almost good because it possibly could be Windows and it could be correcting itself even as we speak. If it's only happened a couple of times, I wouldn't be too concerned. If it's happening once or twice a week, then you better be looking at it. Regardless, back up your data. Wouldn't you agree, Steve?
Oh, yeah. And like I say, I had so much peace of mind with this Chromebook because I knew everything that I really needed was stored in the cloud. I had it on drive. Perfect. I had all my stuff that I really need. Now, granted, there are some things that I have downloaded onto the small hard drive on the Chromebook, but it's not crucial. It's convenient, but it's not crucial. And we say this over and over again. And on a cold day, there's no better day to get your data backed up. Important documents, photos, etc. Make sure you have it backed up. One place, two is better. Don't even have a problem with three, but get it backed up on something stable, ideally in the cloud. Doug, what are beyond the cloud, though? You got an external DVD burner, very stable. You can burn it to that. I'm not a big fan of the USB drives. Those came
not
up
anymore.
Earlier in the program.
I agree.
So there's a lot of options. You can pay services where what they do for a living is back up your data safely and securely. Maybe you want to sign up and spend the money.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the thing is we as homeowners and people who like to go home and relax after a day of work, when it comes to your computer, you really got to operate like you're a business. You really do. They're no longer a luxury. It's no longer a plaything. It's not just for games. This is so integrated with our lives today. It's just, we just can't be without them. And like I say, can't say it enough, Steve. We can replace hardware. We can replace operating systems. We cannot replace data. Save your data.
Yeah, for sure. And once again, if you start to notice any sort of problem like that, intermittent, things drop out, shut down, that is definitely a major warning sign. The equipment shouldn't be doing that. All right, let's jump back to the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. The number is 651-461-9226. That's good for all our programs here on CCO 7 days a week. Quick way to get into the studio on the text line. We'll get back to Provisor. We promised we'd do this earlier in the program. From the text line, why is Provisor cleaning out my autofill assistance and credentials?
Oh, that's the way you set it up when you first went in.
Okay.
Go in and click the advanced and just go through the options and you'll find it. You can just readjust that, just reconfigure it. That's all in the initial configuration. And from time to time, it'll throw something at you that you might not understand. Even during the installation, you can pause and open up a browser window and run a search to find out what it is. That way you'll know how to configure the system. Yeah, that's easy. That's a piece of cake right there.
Yeah,
thank you so much for the text.
Yeah, and we'll spell it out again. Once again, we've talked about Provisor for a long time on the program now. Free PC cleaner and privacy tool, Privazer. So there you go.
It's a piece of gold.
Yeah, and you're a big believer, and you brought it up very early. I'd never heard of it, and now it's going like gangbusters.
Yeah, it's a sweet, sweet piece of work. It really is. And I wish this gentleman all the success in the world. He's really worked hard putting this together. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Here's another one. We brought it up from time to time. Is there any place in the metro area that takes old computers and monitors? Absolutely. There are more and more organizations. Doug and I have talked about what was Tech Dump, and now it's called Repowered. Once again, Repowered, and their website, getrepowered.org. That's all one word, getrepowered.org. And they have a location in Golden Valley on Highway 55. They have a location in St. Paul. Go to their website, read about it. They've done a lot of great work. They give people an opportunity, and they do outstanding. Certificates of destruction. If you don't know how to properly disable a hard drive, they'll take care of that for you. And they will refurbish equipment as well.
Oh, absolutely. And there's another place in Minneapolis. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. I'm looking for it as we talk. But this is, they're similar, very, very similar to Tech Dump. And from my understanding, they use Tech Dump, I'm quite certain, as part of their business model. So that's a good thing. And that, if I understand correctly, it's on University Avenue, just between St. Paul and Dinkytown. So that, if that's in your area, I'm sure you'll find out about it. That was recommended by an old-time customer of mine. I didn't even know that this business existed, but I think we should mention that one as well, Steve.
Yeah, and there are a lot of good, there are definitely a lot of firms that'll do it. You can drop these off, electronics as well. Whether you live in Hennepin County, that's where I happen to live. But I think every county in the state of Minnesota, every county here in the upper Midwest has some sort of programs to keep electronics out of the landfills. We do not want that stuff in there. And there's a lot of firms that do this work. And if they can't refurbish it and resell it, then they'll break it down and make sure the bad stuff stays out of the landfills, et cetera, exactly. And recycle as much as they can. But I know Hennepin County has a pretty good program as well if you want to go that route. Quick break. We'll come back with more here on Tech Talk, and we have a lot of text to get to. We'll talk printers, Epson EcoTank. We've also got another router problem. So we'll try to get to as many of those as we can before we say goodbye today for the news at 3 o'clock here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Tech Talk continues. Steve Thompson, Doug Swinhart, and we've had a number of calls today. We've had a lot of texts, as always. Let's get one more caller in before the end of the program. Jeff in Scandia. Jeff, if you're joining us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, hello.
Hello, thank you. Say, I'm still using dial-up in one case, and I'm wondering what's the best way to optimize that and get the best functionality out of it. I noticed that a lot more sites are rejecting a lot of the older browsers, and I find
the newest
browsers.
If you got it connected, you're there. There's really not much you can do with that at all. And you're going to run into more and more sites where if you can't connect in the time allotted that they give you to receive that initial packet back, they'll just stop until you don't have enough equipment. You should address that right away. Even if you get a hold of Verizon, if you're in an outlying area, try T-Mobile, try Verizon, their home internet. The prices are going down, so be cautious about taking a long-term contract. But I would suggest that you need to make some adjustments as soon as you possibly can. Dial-up, that's not a good thing. Not a good thing. I wish I had better news for you. And thank you for the call, Jeff.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Jeff. We want to get back to equipment recyclers. Once again, the counties all around the metro area, all around the state, I would assume the same thing is true east of the St. Croix in Wisconsin, will collect electronics equipment. You don't want to throw it in the garbage. It doesn't belong in the landfill. This stuff needs to be properly recycled. But in Minneapolis, another one that's come up on the program as of late, we got a text on it, is Free Geek. In Minneapolis, once again, their website, freegeektwincities.org, is another option. And they refurbish equipment. They recycle equipment. There are a number of organizations, so good luck on that front. Doug, let's try to get to as many texts as we can before the end of the program. I have an old router, a Linksys. What do I do? Tried replacing with ASUS, but it didn't work. What do I do here?
Well, there's not enough information. I think that this individual, if they want to, they give me a call and I'll see if I can help them. But having adequate router is really important today, and that technology has made huge advances the last couple of years while the prices are dropping. But that's something that people really should become more aware of and better educated about, is that last connection, final piece to your internet. It's an important piece, especially now that we've got 5 gigahertz and 6E. My goodness, how fast is this? It's unbelievable technology. But if you got an old router and it's acting up, keeping up with the firmware, you're going to have to make some adjustments. I'm surprised the ASUS didn't work. I would like to talk to that person. I think maybe we could make that ASUS work. And thank you for the text.
Yeah. Once again, they've got a lot there. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email. And if you want to contact Doug maybe later today or this week, early in the week before Thanksgiving, we'll have his phone number and email out there for you. Here's an interesting one. I have an Epson EcoTank printer. When doing a manual cleaning, it used quite a bit of ink. What caused that? Well, that's part of the deal. When you do a manual cleaning and you hit that cleaning button, it is going to gobble up some ink.
Yeah, it shouldn't be noticeable, though. That surprises me. This is the first time I've heard this. I'm not really too much aware of this, but I'm going to look into it because I've actually recommended the EcoTank to several people.
Yeah, my mom and dad have had it, and they've had a couple of issues. It wants to update firmware, and I said, don't do it. If it's working, don't bother. And they've had a disconnect, and I just say, power it off, power it back on. It'll be just fine. So they've had better luck with that, but generally I haven't noticed any excessive ink usage.
Yeah, that's something new. I can tell you that the original cartridges that come with these boxed, they're not going to be like the big cartridges that you buy. They're generally just to get you going. So I recommend anybody buy a new printer. And that's the same whether it's HP, Brother, Sharp, Samsung, it doesn't matter. Ricoh, you're going to want to buy some actual retail cartridges, or if it's a laser, then you got the toner. But you're going to want to buy that as well. Now, the original ones, they're always, always short. They're always just small just to get you going. And maybe that's what this texture is talking
about.
But
with the EcoTank my mom and dad got, it came with bottles, and I set up the printer, And then you actually take that bottle, fill up the tank,
right.
And you're left with some ink that,
oh, really?
That it can refill. It was actually pretty cool. It worked great, but there was a lot of ink in those bottles, all of the eco tanks. So they had more than enough ink right out of the box.
Well, that's way good.
Yeah, to do what they're doing. So, yeah, we'll look into that and get back to you. Let's see if we can squeeze in maybe one more before the end of the program. 5-year-old Acer laptop recently started losing internet access intermittently. Other devices still maintain internet access. What could be going on there?
In the settings of your Wi-Fi, there is a deal that you got to uncheck that says go to the strongest internet. You probably have a neighbor that has a new router or something that's sending out a stronger signal you got in your house, and it's trying to train up to that router. It's underneath your adapters, underneath networking. And if you have any trouble finding that, just give me a holler and we'll get you rolling.
All right. Very good. We are just about out of time, but we still have time to give you Doug's phone number and email. Doug, how do people reach you maybe later today or early next week?
Oh, thank you, Steve. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, A-D-M-I-N, at WCCOtech.com. WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you, Stephen. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you, Doug. We'll be back 1 week from today here on Tech Talk. Big thanks for all the calls and all the texts on the program here on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. We have all the news, all the weather at 3 o'clock. When's it going to warm up? Well, pretty quickly. Tomorrow's going to be quite a bit warmer. We'll have that for you on CCO. Tech Talk continues. Steve Thompson, Doug Swindehart, and we've had a number of calls today. We've had a lot of texts, as always. Let's get one more caller in before the end of the program. Jeff in Scandia. Jeff, if you're joining us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, hello.
Hello, thank you. Say, I'm still using dial-up in one case, and I'm wondering what's the best way to optimize that and get the best functionality out of it. I noticed that a lot more sites are rejecting a lot of the older browsers, and I find
the newest
browsers.
If you got it connected, you're there. There's really not much you can do with that at all. And you're going to run into more and more sites where if you can't connect in the time allotted that they give you to receive that initial packet back, they'll just stop until you don't have enough equipment. You should address that right away. Even if you get a hold of Verizon, if you're in an outlying area, try T-Mobile, try Verizon, their home internet. The prices are going down, so be cautious about taking a long-term contract. But I would suggest that you need to make some adjustments as soon as you possibly can. Dial-up, that's not a good thing, not a good thing. I wish I had better news for you. And thank you for the call, Jeff.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Jeff. We want to get back to equipment recyclers. Once again, the counties all around the metro area, all around the state, I would assume the same thing is true east of the St. Croix in Wisconsin, will collect electronics equipment. You don't want to throw it in the garbage. It doesn't belong in the landfill. This stuff needs to be properly recycled. But in Minneapolis, another one that's come up on the program as of late, we got a text on it, is Free Geek. In Minneapolis, once again, their website, freegeektwincities.org, is another option. And they refurbish equipment. They recycle equipment. There are a number of organizations, so good luck on that front. Doug, let's try to get to as many texts as we can before the end of the program. I have an old router, a Linksys. What do I do? Tried replacing with ASUS, but it didn't work. What do I do here?
Well, there's not enough information. I think that this individual, if they want to, they give me a call and I'll see if I can help them. But having adequate router is really important today, and that technology has made huge advances the last couple of years while the prices are dropping. But that's something that people really should become more aware of and better educated about, is that last connection, final piece to your internet. It's an important piece, especially now that we've got 5 gigahertz, and 6E. My goodness, how fast is this? It's unbelievable technology. But if you got an old router and it's acting up, not keeping up with the firmware, you're going to have to make some adjustments. I'm surprised the ASUS didn't work. I would like to talk to that person. I think maybe we could make that ASUS work. And thank you for the text.
Yeah. Once again, they've got a lot there. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email, and if you want to contact Doug maybe later today or this week, early in the week before Thanksgiving, we'll have his phone number and email out there for you. Here's an interesting one. I have an Epson EcoTank printer. When doing a manual cleaning, it used quite a bit of ink. What caused that? Well, that's part of the deal when they do those, when you do a manual cleaning and you hit that cleaning button, it is going to gobble up some ink.
Yeah, it shouldn't be noticeable, though. That surprises me. This is the first time I've heard this. I'm not really too much aware of this, but I'm going to look into it because I've actually recommended the EcoTank to several people.
Yeah, my mom and dad have had it, and they've had a couple of issues. It wants to update firmware, and I said, don't do it. If it's working, don't bother. And they've had a disconnect, and I just say, power it off, power it back on. It'll be just fine. So they've had better luck with that, but generally I haven't noticed any excessive ink usage.
Yeah, that's something new. I can tell you that the original cartridges that come with these boxed, they're not going to be like the big cartridges that you buy. They're generally just to get you going. So I recommend anybody buy a new printer. And that's the same whether it's HP, Brother, Sharp, Samsung, it doesn't matter. Ricoh, you're going to want to buy some actual retail cartridges, or if it's a laser, then you got the toner. But you're going to want to buy that as well. Now, the original ones, they're always, always short. They're always just small just to get you going. And maybe that's what this texture is talking
about.
But
with the EcoTank my mom and dad got, it came with bottles, and I set up the printer, and then you actually take that bottle, fill up the tank, right, and you're left with some ink that,
oh, really?
That it can refill. It was actually pretty cool. It worked great, but there was a lot of ink in those bottles, all of the EcoTank. So they had more than enough ink right out of the box.
Well, that's way good.
Yeah, to do what they're doing. So, yeah, we'll look into that and get back to you. Let's see if we can squeeze in maybe one more before the end of the program. 5-year-old Acer laptop recently started losing internet access intermittently. Other devices still maintain internet access. What could be going on there?
In the settings of your Wi-Fi, there is a deal that you got to uncheck that says go to the strongest internet. You probably have a neighbor that has a new router or something that's sending out a stronger signal you got in your house, and it's trying to train up to that router. So it's underneath your adapters, underneath networking, and if you have any trouble finding that, just give me a holler and we'll get you rolling.
All right. Very good. We are just about out of time, but we still have time to give you Doug's phone number and email. Doug, how do people reach you maybe later today or early next week?
Oh, thank you, Steve. 651-552-9543, and of course, admin, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you, Stephen. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you, Doug. We'll be back 1 week from today here on Tech Talk. Big thanks for all the calls and all the texts on the program here on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. We have all the news, all the weather at 3 o'clock. When's it going to warm up? Well, pretty quickly. Tomorrow's going to be quite a bit warmer. We'll have that for you on CCO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.